What's up, everyone? Welcome to the Dietitian Mindset podcast. This is a hot take. So a hot take is going to be around 5 to 15 minutes of education, of quick hitters, of nutrition, guidance, opinions, all of those things, whether that is questions in the reviews, appreciate it. Shout out to the review people. Love you. Or if I'm just seeing this trend among athletes I work with or clients I'm seeing or just word on the street. So let's dive into this week's hot topic. This week's hot topic is muscle cramping. So we're going to dive into not a huge science-y, deep level, deep dive, because we can go into the weeds of all of that, but just surface level, why are you experiencing muscle cramping and what is going on? What can we do to fix it? So we can determine why you are cramping based on 4 reasons. And these are the checklists that I ask my athletes. The 4 reasons that typically people cramp are due to 1, fatigue, 2, fluid imbalance, electrolyte imbalance. And then the last one is the silent killer, carbohydrate intake. So looking at fatigue in your, on a muscle standpoint, happens if you didn't recover properly. So if you didn't sleep enough, if you are not taking enough carbohydrates in, which we'll get to onto number 4. But if our muscles run out of our fuel source, then it can cause fatigue a little bit quicker. And then overuse. So if you are just pushing past your max limit and your load is through the roof, then the overuse can cause an involuntary contraction in your muscle, which is a muscle cramp. So those are the 3 things I look at. So how well did we sleep? Are we sleeping in general? Are we recovering in general? Are we getting enough carbohydrate intake in general? And then what is our training load? Are we, again, recovering properly to max our potential on the field, on the court, wherever it may be? So fatigue is kind of like an overarching bubble. But usually if I'm talking to athletes, it's sleep, or we're not eating enough carbs, which again, I'm getting ahead of myself. The second bullet point is our fluid intake in general. So separate water, fluid from electrolytes for a minute. So our water, think of it as if our muscles were a raw steak versus beef jerky. So if our muscles were a raw steak, they're less likely to tear, a more fluid rich. And so what that means on a full body scale, that means that you have more blood volume, which increases the delivery of nutrients and oxygen and all of the good stuff to your muscles when you have enough hydration, or if you are hydrated enough. And number 3, moving into electrolytes, because you can't really have the fluid without electrolytes. So electrolytes, there's a bunch of different electrolytes that we lose in our sweat, right? So we've all heard of sodium. We've heard of potassium, magnesium, and calcium. All of those things can be found in trace amounts in our sweat. And it varies person to person. But the main electrolyte lost in our sweat is sodium. So I don't mean to come at Body Armor. I think it tastes okay, but it doesn't have a lot of sodium. Likewise with bananas. If you've heard, oh, they're cramping, eat a banana. A banana has more potassium in it. And the reason why it's helping you with the cramp isn't actually the potassium. It's actually the carbohydrates in the banana. So all that being said, sodium is the main key player with our muscle cramping. So what it looks like on a like basically surface level is every time you use your muscle, every time you contract, sodium is being used. Think of electrolytes, breaking the word down to electric. They are actual electrical signals from your neurons through your body to move that muscle. And so every time it contracts, you are releasing sodium and using sodium for that and initiating and creating this action potential in your muscles. When the nerve impulse reaches the muscle cell, it basically opens the sodium channels that allows the sodium to rush through. And then if we're sweating and we lose the sodium, there's less of that. And so that can cause a muscle cramp because of the lack of sodium in our muscles and the lack of control, basically. So electrolytes are a huge player in our muscle cramping. Electrolytes can be found in sports supplements, sports drinks such as Gatorades, Powerades. Right Stuff has a really concentrated amount. And other products include like Cliff Blocks that have sodium and carbohydrates. And the other things that people fail to really grab onto is that you can get sodium from your food. So pretzels, goldfish, Cheez-Its, all of those things are great because of the sodium and the carbs in the products. So moving on to my favorite is carbohydrates. So carbohydrates can affect muscle cramping because of three reasons. One, it's the main energy source of your muscle. Two, it helps sodium get absorbed quicker in the cellular level. And three, it holds onto water in your muscles. So it kind of is the trifecta of everything I just mentioned. It is the glue that holds everything together. That was so cheesy. That hurt to say out loud. So basically, carbohydrates on a very, again, surface level is our main energy source in our muscles. If we aren't eating enough carbohydrates before, during, or after competition or in that recovery period, we're not getting enough energy in our muscles. And thus, that can cause cramping because of the fatigue or because even of an electrolyte imbalance or a fluid imbalance because it helps sodium get absorbed. And it holds onto water in our muscles. So with all that being said, those are the four main buckets of muscle cramping, unless something is going on that is not on a general standpoint. And so action items from this hot topic. What do I do with this information going forward? So our hydration window and our carbohydrate intake window can be deduced into a 24 to 48 hour period. So carbo loading is actually a thing. So what you are doing 2 days out from competition, 2 days out from your max training day or high load day is actually what's going to be impacting that game day. So making sure that we're getting enough fluid and carbohydrates 2 days out, 1 day out, and then game day, especially making sure we have routine, which we will revisit in another hot topic. So carbohydrates, hydration, and then sodium during the game, depending on individual needs. And then also making sure during that we're including some quick carbs. So quick carbs are really easily digesting carbohydrates. So this could look like apple juice or applesauce or fruit snacks or anything that's already broken down into the easily digestible form of carbohydrates, which is sugar. So that's why Gatorade and Powerade were invented, because it is an energy source and then it also has some sodium in there. So that is your quick hot topic of the week. We did a broad overview of muscle cramping. And if you are looking for an individual hydration plan, an individual carbohydrate plan, then please reach out with questions. Share this with teammates, with coaches, parents, all of the above, to help kind of broaden our knowledge of why we cramp and ways to prevent it. All right, y'all. That was our first week of Hot Topics. We'll catch you next time.